H access, mobile listening.
H access at the YZ base.
Here.
Name is Joe at the YZ.
With AT&T, KM4, QVV, Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Victor Bravo. I'm away, driving home from work.
Back in the house, I'm staying with people. Dave, I'm staying with Dave.
Now I'm going home to Hartwell, in somewhere in Central and Anderson. You're coming in crystal clear.
It's not my radio, it's not my base. I'm just borrowing the radio.
I'm here, KB2HXS.
Rotation.
Nikon, the base radio.
There's another gentleman out there as well.
KB2HXS mobile.
Loud and clear.
Pretty good, yeah. I'm on my way to the house, Joe.
Scott here. I couldn't key up this repeater with my HD, so now I got a real radio.
Excellent. Are you free in the morning? All right, we have an appointment.
A wonderful thing. This is N2YZ. The other station, give me a call again and your name. I didn't catch the name.
AT&T engineer, KM4, QVB, Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Victor Bravo.
Say it again.
Jared, like the subway guy. Joe, Jared, the subway guy, the fat guy. I'm probably fatter than him.
Oh, Jared, okay.
Jared. Yeah, I'm your tower builder.
Tower builder. Oh, this is Dave, KB2HXS. I'm a friend of Steve's, KN4VWA.
Yeah, I got some good stuff. I've been using that tail bang jump for years, and I finally broke down and bought a Yaesu, and I love it. Man, night and day difference.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, Joe, you and I are going to Steve's house in the morning.
Because I have to make an appointment at 1 o'clock with the real estate agent.
We're going to be there between 9 and 10. Yeah, he's like 20 minutes from us, so I'm going to run you up to his house for a few minutes.
Listen, I'm going to hit the little girl's room. Jared, pleasure to meet you. And Dave, I got to secure. This is N2YZ, over.
Nice, likewise. Nice to meet y'all guys, too. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. Yeah, that's my buddy Joe. He's actually at my house on my radio. I live in Greer, or as the Southerners say, Gurr, and they're going to be moving down hopefully soon. So he's another fellow ham operator I've known for a long time, good friend of mine.
Your base stations are working great. There's some clear over here.
Oh, I'm mobile.
Yeah, cool as well.
Yeah, what I was saying was, Joe's at my house on my radio. So that's where I'm heading to, my house.
Have a safe trip. I'm heading to my house. I'm going to Hartwell. I'm passing through Anderson and crossing the lake now. Usually it's perception bounces in and out up and down these hills, but so far, so I guess it's a good day for radio.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, Jared, have a good afternoon or good evening. You have a good ride home. I'm sorry. Your call letters went out of my brain, so... Perhaps I'll retain it next time. This is KB2HXS Mobile. Hey, have a good afternoon, sir.
M4 QVB monitoring.
HXS N4ZLK.
Hey, get back to work. What's happening?
I hear you say another one is moving down.
Don't give me no crap now. I know where you live. No, I don't know where you live. Oh, darn it. Yes, another one of us is moving down. Sorry.
I guess we'll let this one slide. I just had to give you a hard time about that.
Well, we got to teach them how to say y'all and grr and, you know, all these southern words that I don't know.
Really slow.
You have to get into that southern mode. You got to slow down just a little bit. Got to take a breath between each letter. Like K, B, number two.
Yeah, I'm back to work. Got to go easy. Careful. M4 is that okay?
Okay. All right, Shane. Have a good afternoon. We'll catch you later. I think. 4HX. B2HXS. Oh, excuse me. KB2HXS.
By the time you get it right, I heard Shane give you a hard time about it just a minute ago.
Yeah, whatever.
Sound to our way of life one day.
Oh, I don't know if y'all can do that.
Make a good try at it anyway.
You can give it the college try. But I'm a lot slower than what I used to be. I used to be fast, and my father said, oh, you know, used to be fast, now I'm half fast.
Why would say that?
I didn't know if you'd catch that or not, or if I'd get in trouble saying that.
I don't know if anybody get mad about it or not, but I caught it.
I'm sure I'll get a letter in the mail.
What you been doing today?
Well, I went up to our friend Steve's house and gave him a hand with a few things and just got my friends in town. They're looking around at some homes, and they're at my house now. In fact, Joe was just on my radio at the house a few minutes ago. But that's, you know, that's pretty much it. Just kind of doing my thing.
Off the roof of his building for him?
He doesn't have a ladder tall enough, otherwise I would.
What ladder does he need?
Well, let's see, the height of the door is like 14 foot, and then it goes up, goes up to the peak from there. So you need at least a 24 or 30 foot ladder to get up there. And the one he has is only, I think, 18 or 20 feet. And no, there's no way. I can't stretch that far up. And I really don't want to go up from the side and walk up on the metal roof. That's a little slick.
Wouldn't want to do that either. Of course, a good pair of tennis shoes and you stay on the screws, you'll be good.
Well, I mean, I can drink a can of Red Bull, and I can have wings.
Steve's videoing.
Make sure what?
Steve has the video camera going.
Yeah. It'd be posting that stuff somewhere. Anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway, Patrick. Have a good afternoon, my friend. KO4HKX KB2HXS.
Hey, have a good afternoon. Good to hear from you. KO4HKX. I'll be mobile in Harley.
All right, have a good ride home. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS, clear.
KN4TFW mobile.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Going by the Jeep place here in Greer.
Isn't it?
A few more minutes, I'll be at the house. How was your day?
I actually had a really good day. Really productive day for a change.
You needed one of those every once in a while.
Yep, I sure do.
Career day, in your early day, right?
Yes, sir. I'm usually, right about switching vehicles when you get on.
Hey, for me, I did a lot of ordering of not necessarily parts, but, you know, services. People to come in and do some concrete work and other stuff like that. It all got to be timed out. I did have to order some, you know, floor grading for drains.
And on over there.
It's ate up and everything. And the floor drains get weak, so we gotta, you know, dig new trenches and put in some stainless steel stuff to, and then concrete it where they just had concrete drains before. So now it should last a lot longer.
We're adding on something over there, making something
new. We might be doing an add-on next year. We're doing a little project right now that should be running the beginning of the year, and if it goes like they think, we'll have to do a add-on to the plant.
Expansion's usually a good thing.
Find anybody to run that part.
Probably proving challenging over the last 2 years.
Can't quite figure it out, and that, but oh well, I guess, you know, for like out here, it's the schedule's kind of funky, so, but it was at the last place I worked.
What's the schedule you got now?
Schedule's good, but the plant schedule, you know, it's a couple of days on, and then a couple of days off, then some 3 or 4 days on, and then you go to nights, and I think every third week or so, you get like 7 days off, or it's one of those schedules.
Power shift?
Yeah, there must be. There's only 2 shifts a day and a night.
I used to do that when I worked at DuPont. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that week off every month.
Yeah, now sometimes when it's your week off, you don't have enough people to cover. You know what I mean? And you end up having to work some of your days that you're supposed to be off. I came in one day and there was like 2 cars in the parking lot. It should have been a whole shift.
Well, we had 4 shifts of people running around the clock on 12-hour shifts. And you had 2 shifts that were day and night different, and then you had 2 shifts that were running opposite on and off days.
Is out here.
Well, if they're running 12-hour swing shifts. Going in, I loved it. It was great. All the time off, and I didn't know what to do with myself.
I'm a night person, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can sleep during the day, but I just go get so sleepy at night, and then I just never feel good because I switch from a night schedule to a day schedule on the weekends and back and forth.
A lot of people that had that problem up there, but for the area, that was the money-making job, so you kind of dealt with it. But I never really had a problem with it, and we made the X-ray film, and then we also made roll plastic. And the backing for Polaroid, the old Polaroid films, that black film that was on the back of it. And I took some of that home and put over the window, so I didn't have no problem sleeping during the day. Mine was just like nighttime.
Well, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s. And you have a good rest of your trip back to the house. Tell Miss Elise we said hey. And I'll look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4 TSW.
Ken, you have a good afternoon. Tell Miss Susan we say hello. And I may be over on the other repeater when you come out. So keep an ear out there, too. KO4HX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
N4ZLK. Hey, Patrick.
How's your day been, Shane?
Hey. I'm pulling in right now to make another pickup. I just wanted to say hello.
Well, I'll be around for probably another 20 minutes or so before I cross the state line, so I should be here.
I've live load. They may not quite be ready. Usually it's closer to 5, but sometimes I push them a little bit when I get here. And I'll be in the truck again, taking this one back. If I don't talk to you, have a good evening. Drive carefully, but I'm sure I will. N4ZL.
7-3, Shane, you have a good one, and I'll keep an ear out for you. KO4HX, mobile and monitoring.
TFW monitoring.
She must have been ready to go today.
Ready to go.
HX.
Have you any peace until you take her for a walk? The only time you get any is if it's raining.
No go. I can't drag mine out of the house then.
I'm wet. It's just the sound of the rain on a tin roof, and if it's thundering, yeah, you ain't going to get her to go. You'll,
this thunders while we're out, you'll be falling all over trying to get back to the house.
Mine's a, she never bothered by lightning until recently. I don't know if something's happened or what, but now when it starts storming, she wants to go hide in her bed.
The pressure difference and that, because she starts getting wound up long before it ever starts storming.
Yeah, they can sense that before a weekend.
I noticed when I got out of the car today, I got a couple of big old wasp nests on a couple of shutters. I got one of them big old riding spiders on the garage.
When the garage door butts in, have you?
Yep.
Experience anyway.
Get one side too much, only if I got to get something in and out or whatever, Susan uses the other side.
Nice tea, right? One of the DMR repeaters you can hit from right there.
That's through and see if I can figure it out.
Yeah, right quick if you don't mind. So Andrew and I are trying to figure out how we can get more use out of those radios.
So I got one that says Hendersonville PRN is what I labeled it, and then I got one that says Greenville PRN. So I don't know what that means.
You can hit the WA4TOG, I believe it is. That's the one in Hendersonville.
You do be able to key it up?
Yes, I do.
Go to it and then just key up on it?
Yeah, but I got to get mine turned over there right quick. So give me just a second.
Yeah, roger that. If you don't hear me, then come back here.
KN4TFW, still there? 4HKX, clear.
LK Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Count some DMR repeaters.
Trying to.
So you don't need the hotspot, is that correct? Comprehending about DMR. Worth spending the money to get a DMR radio?
If you get a hotspot, I would say yes. As far as the repeaters, not so much for us yet. Still working that out. But we're all fairly new to it and trying to get that down. So, can't really take you one way or the other on that one yet.
I've been doing towers for years. I build them. I know the DMR is just, I just wanted to work extra money. But either the hotspot or first to get the new top roof. It's hard to find people. This is as much conversation I've heard on the radio in a while. So it's cool. I just bought a new case too. I'm loving it, but it's just analog.
And 610 here, there's traffic on it all day long, every day. So if you're monitoring this one, you should have plenty of people to listen to or talk to. KO4HKX.
Okay.
BJCA.
I don't know where you were, N4ZLK.
Richard, KO4HKX. But gentlemen, I'm at the state 73s. I just crossed the state line. So y'all have a good afternoon, and I will catch y'all later. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
K3JCA.
Good evening. N4ZLK.
Shane, how you doing today? Was going to call you this morning. Sally and I were up at 4:30, something like that, and I was talking with somebody on the radio for a little bit, and then she's like, "Where's Shane? I haven't heard Shane."
I got up about 5:30 and I went back there, and I had to turn the radio on for a little bit, but first thing in the morning, I don't necessarily have a radio voice. I don't know if I have one anyway, but, and I was doing some code practice, and I was reading a book, too, so I think I heard you in there, but you were in a conversation, so I just let it be.
Well, I finally got Chandler. A lot of people, I thought it was August, but it was actually July 15th. If you didn't get your old FCC information switched over, you have to go in and register for a new account with the FCC to update your FRN number. And I would highly suggest people do it now, because if you get close to your license expiring, it took me probably 4 or 5 hours to finagle around the ULS system to get the registration and then connect it to your FRN number. Before you could download the official copy, you can always download the reference copy, but a lot of places now want to see the word official copy in the watermark on your license, KA3JCA, because they're no longer going to mail it.
That must have been a new expense in the budget. They said, let's just take this thing that was working really well for a while and let's redo the whole system just so we can have more money sent our way.
Yeah, apparently it said effective 7/15 of 2022 at 6 p.m. even, Eastern time. It says the legacy cores is no longer accessible. All FRN registrations and updates, including FRN password resets, must be completed in the new system. Users who do not have the FCC username will need to register a username and specify it, and then associate their FRN numbers and cores. I was going to ask Dave if I hear him, if I remember to. Maybe he can put that announcement on the bulletin for the website or for the repeater.
A lot of people don't keep up with that. I know I don't, so I guess I need to check that out. That's good information.
For CBA. Just the FCC website.
FCC website.
Seems like I read something about that earlier this year about it was coming, and I just forgot about it. But anyway, I'm glad I heard you talking about that.
Shane on here. So the first thing that you'll need to do is you'll actually have to go in and create. There's three boxes on the screen when you log on to FCC.gov/ULS. It says username logon, need a username, and then search for a public FRN. So the first thing you have to do is go to like QRZ.com and write down your FRN number if you don't already have it written down. Then you'll have to go to the need a username register, because if you didn't switch it over before July 17th or 15th, it's like starting all over again, KA3JCA.
Make sure I have it. I'm going to have to do that. I got to jump out here. I'm back at the building. Got to drop this trailer. I'm glad to hear you, though, and say hello to Sally. And, David, good to hear you, too. N4ZLK.
Shane and Richard, thanks for that reminder and the info there. Yeah, I'm going to play tennis, but I'll get on that as soon as I get back to the house.
Well, if you have problems, just give me a phone call or whatever, or call me, and then I'll give you my number. I know that it took a while, and I helped Chandler get his squared away and straightened up today. But after you click the need a username and register, then you have to go to your email and then validate your password stuff. Then you log in, and then there's a place where it says associate your FRN number and so forth with the license manager. So it's a big process, and I've done it like 5 times in the last week. I did it for myself, my wife, and Ashley, and then a gentleman the other day that I helped on the radio. Can't even remember his call sign now. I helped him and his wife do it. And then I helped Chandler the day we did his this morning, KA3JCA.
That's good. I'm sure they appreciated your help. Oh, me, I tell you. One thing is change, I tell you. And that's one of the things I don't really like about life. I like things to stay the same for a while, you know? But anyway. The new and improved FCC. The new FRN number. I just can't wait.
Have you? All right, Dave, I'm going to say 7-3 real quick. I got a phone call I got to take, but I'll be back on here in a few minutes or so. KA3JCA.
Got back in. Who was that? Ken?
And that, is it something that we have to do, or is that for something particular?
What you have to do, they come and they confiscate all your ham radio equipment and give it to me. Think of all the ham radio operators out there. That Yeah, you have to go to the FCC website and you have to have your FRN number. And this changed back in July. I remember reading about it earlier this year that it was coming, and I just thought, oh, okay, well, I got plenty of time, and then, you know, I forgot about it, so now I got to do it.
Like a new number or what?
Hopefully, you know, you'll get that. I assume that you would get that in the mail. Or they might email it to you, I don't know. But anyway, we'll just see. I mean, I'll get on there and see what it says to do. I'm not sitting in front of a computer right now, so I've got some, as Mike on American Pickers would say, I'm doing some windshield time right now.
KA3JCA. Gentleman's question, I forgot who it was that checked in. You keep your same FRN number. You're basically re-registered an email address with the FCC because they did away with the old system. It ended July 15th. So you have to associate that. Once you create an account with the FCC, you associate your old FRN number with the thing. That way, if you ever need to prove your license, because they've stopped mailing and they're not fulfilling any request, like if you said, hey, I need a new copy of my license, they're not even sending out hard copies anymore. You're getting a PDF file that you have to download that says official copy and a watermark on it. And then you also have to have that all updated so that when you go to renew your license, you'll have to pay that new fee too. Now, you don't have to pay anything when you register or set it up. It's just, it's very, very time consuming the way they did this.
Appreciate it, Richard. I'll try to catch you in the morning. This is Ken, KN4TFW. And I've made it back to the house with the dog, so we're going to go in for now. But Dave, you guys have an awesome evening, and I'll catch you guys another time, KN4TFW.
Dave, I'm going to go back to my phone call. I just happened to hear his question, and I jumped in here real quick. All right, Kenya, when you and I talk about DMR, I can go over it a little more in depth with you. KA3JCA.
Well, let's see. All right, so Ken, we'll see you, and thanks for jumping back in there, Richard. Oh, me. And, yeah, I'm definitely not the go-to guy for information. Now, if you want to ask me a musical question or something like that, you know, then I'm your guy. But anyway. Alright. I guess that's why they call this a hobby. because I don't know all the details.